The Queen of Booty by Expansive Blast. It had been a long time coming and required many a sacrifice, but Orochi had been reborn in this world, resurrected in the body of one of its devout followers, Chris, during the finals of the King of Fighters tournament. He floated above the floor, the body of the Heavenly King he was in control of transfiguring into a more adequate appearance. The body aged, its hair becoming silver and the blue markings of the Orochi etching into its upper body. "This will do," Orochi hissed as it assessed its earthly form. "I have returned, and this world will The God of Destruction's triumph speech was cut short in the most unlikely of manners. A woman of Japanese ancestry, dressed in blue spandex and a white karate GI top, had suddenly attacked. She had leapt at Orochi, her back to him, and drove her rear end into its face. "What mortal would dare besmirch my image as such?" Orochi shouted as its sight became clear of the spandex-clad butt. "Oh no!" Yuri Sakazaki said as she backed away, her patent and conventional attack having proved futile. "He withstood my big butt press!" "What?" Orochi's eyes narrowed. "I am at last reborn into this world, and this is what I am greeted with? Humanity has changed since I last walked among them. Where are the Kusanagis, the Yagamis, the Kaguras? I wish to face the descendants of those who sealed me away, so that I may crush their dynasties at long last." Yuri Sakazaki felt fear begin to creep up within her, crushing her fighting spirit. This was a foe like none other she had ever encountered. "I should have split off from Ryo and the others after we lost the tournament. Now look what I stumbled into. I just had to run into this bad guy showing up. Oh well, Father always said to stand bravely against evil, so that's what I'll do." Yuri taunted Orochi, turning slightly and slapping her bottom, mocking Devillian in a way it had never expected from a mortal. Then she turned serious and prepared herself for another attack. Yuri began to summon up her chi when suddenly she felt her power fade. "No," Orochi said calmly, its hand outstretched in Yuri's direction. "I will not permit our battle to continue. You have insulted my being with your previous attack, and you will pay for it accordingly." Yuri suddenly felt a dark magic wash over her body, leaving her heart to skip a beat. "What is he? Oh!" The young woman suddenly felt a strange sensation overtake her butt, completely taking hold of her senses. There was a strange tingling sensation working its way over and through the flesh beneath her spandex pants. She glanced over her shoulder and down her back as best she could. She could see nothing out of the ordinary, but Yuri knew something was wrong. Then it happened. Yuri's butt began to grow, to expand outwards from its previous shape. "What the hell?" The young woman could not believe what she was seeing, what she was feeling. That's not possible!" "All things are possible for a being such as I," Orochi calmly stated. "Even something as unique as this." "No." Yuri could feel her rear end's growth continue, her already tight pants becoming tighter still. "So not fair!" Yuri remembered the old days well. Others around her had always poked fun at her generously endowed bottom in the past, calling her a fat ass, saying they could use her backside as a theater screen, and so many other less than pleasant comments. During her training in her father's dojo, she had taken strength from those cruel comments, turning a negative into a positive, and developed her own fighting attack based on her figure. Now, as her backside continued to inflate, those comments came to the surface of Yuri's mind once more, filling her with dread. This was not the fate she expected to suffer at the hands of Orochi, but it was a terrible one all the same. "Stop!" Yuri placed her hands on her butt, as if in a desperate bid to keep each cheek contained. It was a futile effort. However, the blue spandex-covered bottom spreading her fingers away from each other, the material and flesh underneath poking out between each one. Worse still, her spandex pants were beginning to ride up her backside, subjecting her to a rather unpleasant wedgie. "Please! No mortal will ever obtain the gift of mercy from I." Power flowed around Orochi's outstretched hands more brightly than before, and the effect it had on Yuri was near instant. "Damn!" Yuri could feel her butt cheeks growing at an accelerated rate now, and the gravity was beginning to take a toll on her behind. She felt herself being dragged back and down, but she did her best to resist it. "I won't go down. Not like this." Yuri knew she was in a desperate situation, but she was a fighter deep down, and she was going to down swinging no matter what it took. "Besides, this Orochi jerk just gave me a sweet weapon." Yuri removed her hands from her bulbous backside and brought them to the forefront of her body. She leaned forward to fight the pull of gravity on her lower body, pitching herself forward at the waist. "Impressive," Orochi mused, its face impassive. "Hey, Mr. Destroy the World! Don't assume making my butt as big as two basketballs is gonna keep me from taking you down!" Yuri forced herself into a run, trying her best to control off her thrown-off center of gravity. Then she turned and leapt, folding her body at the waist so that her inflating butt was aimed directly at Orochi. "That assumption just makes an ass out of you and me!" Futile. Orochi suddenly disappeared from sight, leaving Yuri's overgrown behind to harmless strike thin air as she sailed through the space it had just occupied. "Ow!" Yuri felt herself hit the floor butt first, and it stung despite her new padding. Before her reappeared Orochi, having teleported back into sight.
"You jerk!"
"Be honored that evaded your attack, mortal," Orochi said calmly. "With the changes I have wrought upon you, that maneuver of yours might well have harmed the mortal frame that houses my spirit. I could not permit that. You turned my power against me. Some would commend your fighting spirit, young one." "So, I managed to fight with the fat ass you gave me," Yuri said, completely perplexed. "And now you want to give me a reward?"
"No, a punishment," Orochi replied, its eyes beginning to blaze with unearthly anger. "You dare force one such as I to evade the attack of a lowly mortal! You will pay!"
Orochi's hand moved outwards again, more and more power flowing from it at an increased rate. Yuri felt its influence immediately, her butt beginning to surge beneath her. It was swelling outwards once more, but at an incredible speed. She was beginning to move upwards, her enlarging butt pushing the rest of her body higher and higher.
"Oh, this is just ridiculous!"
Yuri cried out, glancing around frantically as she saw her backside spilling out on both sides, her hips growing to accommodate it. She could see, as well as hear, rifts beginning to form in the overtaxed blue spandex, and flesh was beginning to peek through. The fabric continued to rip in all directions, all the while the portion in the back rode up further and tighter between Yuri's butt cheeks. Then, at long last, the inflation ceased. Yuri breathed a sigh of relief, but she knew it wasn't something to be truly happy about. She looked around at her expanded figure once more and screamed,
"My ass looks like two beanbag chairs! What the hell, man?"
"No longer will you attack in such a unique manner," Orochi hissed, paying no mind to her outburst. "You have lost, bubble butt." Yuri was caught completely off guard by the uncharacteristic comment from the reborn monster.
"What did you just call me?"
Orochi blinked, confused itself. "Perhaps this human body is having an undesirable effect on my being. A potential weakness I'll have to keep in check, especially from the families of the three sacred treasures. I will not be brought down because of this mortal form's human weakness." Orochi began to walk away from the downed Yuri Sakazaki, leaving her to sit upon her inflated butt. "Our conflict is at an end, mortal," the god of destruction said with little emotion. "Pray that we do not meet again." Suddenly, a burst of smoke appeared in front of Orochi, stopping its movement. The monster watched as from the smoke appeared an unfamiliar woman. She was familiar to Yuri, however. Before her and Orochi stood a ninja of amazing fighting prowess and physique, and one of Yuri's teammates from King of Fighter tournaments from years gone by.
"My!"
The well-endowed and scantily clad ninja's eye suddenly moved from Orochi and looked over its shoulder at Yuri.
"What the heck happened to your ass?"
Yuri couldn't help but blush.
"It's a long story."
Mai Shiranui's eyes focused on Orochi's own, anger burning within them and directed at the creature.
"You did this to her, and now you're going to pay."
"Really?" Orochi hissed in response. "Is that right?
Another lowly mortal human is threatening Orochi, the god of destruction. Suddenly, Orochi felt a strange impulse, and its eyes darted down and stared intently at the ninja's incredible chest.
"Eyes up here, Orochi,"
Mai said, getting irritated with the creature's obvious perversion.
"Maybe I should wear a less revealing outfit."
"Nah." Orochi returned its gaze at Mai's face, and now is grinning.
"Oh yes, I do believe I know how I will defeat you."
"What?" Mai raised an eyebrow, completely oblivious to the meaning behind Orochi's threat. Yuri, meanwhile, had a pretty good idea what Orochi had in mind. She took one look at her inflated butt, then at Mai's chest.
"Mai, run away!"
But her warning came too late. Yuri could see power forming in Orochi's hands once more, and Mai's chest was slowly beginning to swell.